our world. When he finished creating our physical world, he created man, the work of his hands. Job has a good bit to say on this subject. In the following verses, he was questioning God's dealings with him. In Job 10:3, he says, "Does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands, while you smile on the schemes of the wicked?" And in Job 10:8, "Your hands shaped me and made me. Will you now turn and destroy me?" And again, in Job 10:9 to 12, "Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me to dust again? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese, clothe me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews? You gave me life and showed me kindness, and in your providence watched over my spirit." Job maintained his innocence to his friends and believed in the sovereignty of God, even though he did not understand why God was allowing these calamities. He said in Job 12:10, "In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." And in Job 14:15, "You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made." The Old Testament does not say much about the resurrection, but Job perhaps somehow understood that God guaranteed life with him forever. Our next verses come from Isaiah 60:21. "Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor." This verse is talking about the future kingdom that is still to come. Even now, as the work of his hands, we are for the display of his splendor. It is good to remember this and to bring God glory through our lives. Isaiah 64:8 says very plainly, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hand." Another similar verse to this is Jeremiah 18:6. "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does?" declares the Lord. "Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." The Lord told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, where he witnessed the potter reshaping a vessel that pleased him. As we yield to God, he begins reshaping us into valuable, usable vessels. Let these verses from the Psalms wash over you. Psalm 100, verse 3. "Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Psalm 119:73, "Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands." Psalm 138, verse 8, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands." And lastly, Psalm 139:13 to 16, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know it full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Our Heavenly Father, our Creator God, we humbly bow before you in awe of you. In Ephesians 2:10, we read, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Strengthen us by the power of your Spirit to bring you glory, to display your splendor, your love, your power, your forgiveness, your goodness, your mercy to our world, which you created. You are awesome. Your works are wonderful. We know that full well. Fulfill your purposes in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.